Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Debate continues over Wyoming school funding package. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A major Wyoming school funding package is drawing both praise and criticism as lawmakers debate who deserves the credit and the blame. The nearly $4 billion education funding plan increases K-12 spending by about 8.6% and includes major teacher pay raises and additional classroom positions. But controversy erupted after the Wyoming High School Activities Association warned some school activities and athletic programs could face funding cuts. According to Cowboy State Daily, some critics blame the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, while lawmakers involved in the recalibration process say the package had broad bipartisan support. The final bill passed overwhelmingly in both the House and the Senate. Gillette Representative John Baer, a member of the Freedom Caucus, defended the plan this week, calling criticism over school activities funding hyperbolic. Baer said lawmakers still have work to do to fine-tune the package in the coming months. Baer also pointed to major increases included in the legislation, including roughly $114 million in new K-12 funding, double-digit teacher pay raises, and expanded career and technical education opportunities. Lawmakers say declining student enrollment and changes to activity funding formulas are part of the issue, and several legislators have already pledged to revisit concerns involving sports and activities funding in the coming months. Meanwhile, mental health organizations are also raising concerns after reports some districts may reduce counselor positions despite the bill increasing funding for school counseling services statewide. Wyoming clerks preparing for first-ever hand-count election audit. Wyoming election officials are preparing for a major change this year as a new state law will require a hand-count audit of 5% of ballots cast after every election. The law takes effect with Wyoming's August primary and is aimed at verifying the accuracy of voting machines. According to WyoFile, the bill was sponsored by Senator Barry Crago, while Representative Jeremy Haroldson of Wheatland said he originally pushed for an even broader hand count proposal that would have allowed automatic recounts in close races. Haroldson says the new law is still a step towards rebuilding public trust in elections. Some lawmakers remain cautious. Senator Cale Case of Lander said he supported the bill after hearing support from county clerks, but he also warned that adding more people to the counting process could create opportunities for mistakes or abuse. County clerks across Wyoming are now trying to figure out how to handle the additional workload. Natrona County Clerk Tracy Good says her office may have to hand count roughly 1,700 ballots after the primary election alone. Good recently hosted training session for county clerks and election staff from around the state as officials work to develop procedures before the new law takes effect. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.